Flat Pin Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 68th edition of Festival di Cannes, and in particular the Marché du Film, and today I'm honored to be in company of Jérôme Paillard, Executive Director of Marché du Film. So welcome Jérôme, welcome back, so I can finally meet you in person.
So I'm very happy to be able to talk with Fred, listeners, and I'm also very happy we are very close to the end of the Marché and the festival. So it has been a great year, and of course, we now start to prepare for next year.
Well, already then?
Yeah, absolutely. We have actually Monday, we have a full day of, debriefing, brainstorming, and we will try to already find the good ideas we will do 2016 even better.
So what are the numbers and figures, if you already know, of this year's markets? What happened and how did it go?
So it was actually a very good year. Attendance was stable, but we saw, for instance, a big progression from Korea. Korea already increased last year and had another 15% increase this year. So that's a very interesting country to follow. And the rest of the world were almost stable. A lot of films, still 3,300 films, about 1,000 projects and 2,000 completed films, 1,500 screenings, so it's still records. Actually, our main record this year is the number of countries represented. We had 120 countries, different countries, and from the new countries, we had, for instance, producers from Nepal, from Afghanistan, from Kyrgyzstan, and from Paraguay.
I was thinking that I was reflecting on the things you introduced last year, like the next special sessions. It's you are the world's leading film market. You have to always keep track of things. And that's why I think that the number of participants and countries are increasing every year, because you're like investigating in the future of film.
Yeah, I think Cannes is for that very interesting, because it's at the same time a traditional market with sales agents and distributors, but it's also a lot of a big market for producers. And for producers, of course, we have not only to follow their needs, but really to anticipate and to try to open their mind to what happened and what can be some ideas for their future. Next is part of that strategy. And Next this year was really a very big boom. Even if it was much larger than last year, it was always full and packed. And we had many interesting meetings and conferences on every domain of new sources or new ideas, from financing, producing, distribution, marketing, and it was quite inspiring, I think, for the people who were there. The opening of Next was quite famous, because it was for the first time a speech from Ted Sarandos talking about cinema rather than talking about the series. It was not necessarily a very easy message, because of course the reality of the future of cinema, to have to deal with those new platforms, and certainly it will change drastically the way the distribution of film will happen.
And last year you were talking with Angelo about the new way of distributing movies, you know, like VOD or, for example, through iPad and cell phones. And you said that there was a moment of transition. So these new ways weren't generating great incomings yet. How about this year?
We didn't really yet see a direct impact in the transactions. So the traditional market was still strong, and the sellers reported steady sales, and even in some cases some increase in the price. So I think this is still to come. Maybe the number of films was going to be down. Maybe the number of films who have been sold was going to be down. But in terms of global turnover, it was still okay. But what I can say that we see that more and more the people are really looking after those ideas and information. And it's also the success of Next, or in a different direction, the China Summit we also did. So I think now everyone, or at least almost everyone, understand that it will change. We don't know if it's next year or maybe in 5 years, but they have really to move and to change the way they organize their business and to think the different ways to go from a project and an idea to an audience.
Yes, I was talking about one of the panelists of the next session some days ago, and we're actually talking about the fact that through digital platforms, new digital platforms, there's some room for, you know, small films or independent films to find to be sold, and that there wasn't before. So even there could be a combination, still a combination of the traditional market and these new platforms.
Yeah, I think it's really the blur part of all of that. So what is the great news is that everything can be tried, and there is no limit to imagination and ways. That's also what is frightening, because there is no limit. So you don't know exactly where you should search. I think it's exciting, but at the same time, people are lost. Because for years, they used to have some very clear models on how they go from A to Z.
Exactly, yeah. You knew that you had to come to a market like Cannes and find, you know, like search through distributors and try to sell your films. It was pretty basic, even though difficult. Now you have more choices and so more chances to fail also, no? And you were talking about Korea this year. And actually, last year you talked about China, that was the fifth territory in presence here. So, and you dedicated a whole summit to China this year. So do you think that you're going to dedicate something like similar to Korea, for example, or some other countries that are most present this year?
I think China is a very special case. Yeah. Because at the same time, it's very new. It's really the first years. China is such a huge market, and it's incredibly complex. And it's very difficult to go to that market. So really, it deserved to have 2-3 days to talk about it. I'm not sure there is another market where we need such a large conference. So we may be thinking next year to, instead of talking about one country, maybe to talk maybe on a region, and we are now thinking about which region we will cover.
I was curious about next. What was the criteria in selecting the panels that were important, the topic for the panels?
So the idea for us was to try to cover a little bit all the sides or all the aspects of the film activity. So, for instance, I was really deeply concerned to have something about the theaters. And of course, we know that many, many theater programmers do an incredibly interesting job trying to use the new models to get the audience in the cinema. So we had a panel about that. We had a panel about festivals, because it's the same. I think festivals are really key in the transmission of a film in theater to an audience. So at least we had two panels who were really focused on a screen, a big screen. But we wanted also to talk about the other forms, and so we decided to go a little bit also on the idea of the financing, the crowdfunding, the specialized funds. So basically, with the workshop and the panel, I think we covered almost all the different aspects of the of the value, of the chain of value.
What can you anticipate about next year? What are you thinking of?
It's a little bit early, but of course we at least we are very happy with the results of our program this year. So not only the China Summit, at least the idea of a summit, and it's certainly something will continue. Next will continue to grow, certainly. There is also something which was a little bit less public, but quite interesting, and we will continue the Cannes Club, the Cannes Investors Club, which were a program where we invited 11 HNWI, high net worth individuals, people with some fortune, who are interested to invest in cinema. So it's something which get a very interesting success in that small group. We see that there are opportunities for investors to go to film. It's not as risky or as obscure they can think at first. And even they can offer even more sustainable potential than real estate or industry stock exchange. So it's something we will continue, and we are now starting to think maybe to new ideas.
And we will be there to talk about that, to interview you, and to promote the Marché du Film 2016.
So thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Jérôme Payard, Executive Director of the Marché du Film. This is Chiara Nicoletti from the 68th edition of Festival de Cannes for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.